From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other sort of information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequencies shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first headlines. President Joko Widodo inaugurates Ida Majis as National Police Chief. Ministry of Communication and Informatics launches online media literacy program. Those are the lines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pane. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated Police General Ida Majis as Chief of the Indonesian National Police at the State Palace in Jakarta on Friday. Ida Majis replaces retired General Tito Karnavian, who was appointed by President Joko Widodo as Home Affairs Minister in the onwards Indonesian cabinet. The day before, Ida Majis was officially appointed by the House of Representatives in a plenary meeting as the National Police Chief. This was done after Ida Majis passed the fit and proper test in the Commission 3 of the Indonesian Parliament. In the fit and proper test at the House of Representatives, Ida revealed 7 priority programs to advance the National Police. The program is a strengthening of the National Police promoter or professional, modern and trusted. Indonesia is currently in the ranking that should be seen from the nominal gross domestic product GDP, which ranks 15 to 16 in the world. And when calculated from GDP, purchasing power parity is ranked 7 in the world. This means that Indonesia's economic strength must be taken into account because of the increasing purchasing power of the people. This was said by President Joko Widodo in a limited meeting on submission of programs and activities in the field of human development and culture in Jakarta on Thursday. However, the president emphasizes that the main key of the leap that the government wanted to achieve was to remain in the development of human resources, especially the Indonesian demographic bonus between 2015 and 2035. According to the president, this was a major work that had to be prioritized and work synergistically between ministries so as not to be compartmentalized box. The Ministry of Communication and Informatics follows the online movements of the community through an online media literacy program. It was done after the government operated in Palapa Ring telecommunications network as of last August. That was said by the Director General of Public Information and Communication, Widodo Muktio, during a discussion on the 9th WAS Free Forum in Jakarta on Thursday. In the discussion with the theme Digital Economic Based Equity, Widodo said the media literacy program was intended to keep the internet used for positive things.
Kementerian Komunikasi dan Informatika tahun ini akan juga.
This year, the Ministry of Communication and Informatics will also participate in the online media literacy program. So, online media literacy is part of efforts so that what is already owned or the road that has been made is not misused. This road can be used not only for the economy, Indeed, this economy is important, but the activities that are social passive, the relationship between social media must be built. So this literacy becomes important. Widodo Muktiyoyo added his party was aware that there would be a community group that was experiencing a culture shock with an increasingly widespread internet network. According to Widodo, this must be balanced with digital literacy so that the internet is used for positive things. The government hopes that technology can be used for productive things, including in terms of economic empowerment, so that economic access does not only belong to urban communities. Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Erlangga Hartarto, supported the study plan of the ASEAN 2025 blueprint to see the results and impacts of the implementation of economic integration in the Southeast Asian region. Erlangga Hartarto, as chairman of the ASEAN Economic Community Council, in a statement in Jakarta on Thursday, said the study was expected to produce recommendations for solutions to resolve priorities that had not yet been implemented into the next year of implementation. Erlangga revealed this in the ASEAN Economic Community Council meeting, which took place in Bangkok, Thailand on Wednesday. According to him, this needs to be done because in the last few years, the completion rate of the annual priority of AEC Blueprint 2025 is only around 60%. Except for this year, the implementation rate is estimated to reach around 91%. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita is optimistic that the textile and textile product industry has the potential to revive amid the trade war tensions of the two giant economies of the world economy, the United States and China, as the protection rules are signed. Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita, through his statement in Jakarta on Thursday, said the regulation had been signed by the Minister of Trade. With these rules, there will be several components of the textiles industry that will be given protection. The regulation will be applied by imposing import duties on textile products originating from abroad. The aim is to become a stronghold from the import of textile products so that they are considered able to protect the national industry. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said he supported the move of the head of the investment Coordinating Board, BKPM, Balil Lahadalia, to stop nickel exports because there were indications of violations. Luhut Panjaitan, his release on Friday in Manado, North Sulawesi, said the nickel ore is now smuggled up to 3 times more than it should be, and the levels are higher than 1.7. According to Luhut, the government must do efforts to avoid these kinds of things. He said in every holding or meeting regarding such projects, the government asks the Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, to be directly involved. The government wants the Corruption Eradication Commission to play a strategic role. Sijungjung Regency in West Sumatra will host the Rafting World Cup on November 10 to 14. R4 Rafting World Cup series is included in the annual calendar of the International Rafting Federation, IRF. Director of Siloke Geofast Rafting World Cup 2019, Mia Maharani, said the world-class competition was the collaboration between the Indonesian Rafting Federation and the Sijungjung regional government, who really wanted to promote the Siloke Geopark. Mia Maharani said in Padang on Thursday that this was a form of support from the West Sumatra Indonesia Rafting Federation for the international class Sijungjung Geofast. The location of the Rafting World Cup will be on the Kuantan River, located in Sijungjung. The location is now included in the Siloke Geopark. The rafting participants are from Indonesia, Malaysia, and the Czech Republic. Well, listener, that's the news.
Today's commentary is on the rise of the Indo-Pacific power. The U.S., ASEAN, and East Asia Summit will be held in Bangkok, Thailand on November the 3rd and 4th. The White House reported that President Donald Trump assigned the President Assistant to National Security Affairs, Robert C. O'Brien, as the special envoy to attend the two summits. He will be accompanied by U.S. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross, who will be a senior representative of the American government at the second Indo-Pacific Business Annual Forum in Bangkok. Minister Ross will also lead executive trade missions to Thailand, Indonesia, and Vietnam from November the 3rd until 8th. This is interesting to note since former President Barack Obama consistently attended this meeting starting in 2011, with the exception of 2013 due to domestic issues at the time. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump prefers to attend meetings that focus on economic issues, or APEC, in Chile, which is expected to reduce the stalemate caused by trade war with China. Could President Donald Trump's absence be a signal of the need for a third power in the Asia-Pacific region? Asian diplomats analyzed that the absence of the top leadership at the meeting in Bangkok would have a significant effect on the emergence of dissatisfaction in the region, which was increasingly concerned about China's rapidly growing influence. Although it cannot be denied, in recent years, the United States has increasingly moved closer to ASEAN member countries, for instance, to the Philippines, after experiencing high tension in the South China Sea. That made the Pentagon get access to building military facilities in the country. In addition, the U.S. is also getting closer to Vietnam. Apart from that, the ASEAN summit will be an important momentum for the 10 ASEAN member countries and East Asia. Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs Director General of ASEAN Cooperation, Jose Tavares, explained that during the meeting, a number of issues will be raised, ranging from the South China problem, Indo-Pacific exposure, the problem of plastics or toxic waste, to the issue of forest fires in Indonesia and terrorism, which are joint issues. In this meeting, President Joko Widodo will explain the Indo-Pacific concept. Last year, President Joko Widodo gave a presentation on this concept. On the next occasion, he will convey the completion of the explanation and invite broad cooperation from ASEAN partner countries in this regard. Hopefully, Indonesia, as the driving force of the Indo-Pacific, can take meaningful momentum at this meeting, finding alternative strengths and the middle way of the Indo-Pacific amid the impasse of trade war between China and the United States. Well, that was commentary today on the rise of the Indo-Pacific power. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, welcome back to our regular segment of Today in History of Voice of Indonesia. We start from an event on November 1, 1945, when Australia joined the United Nations. Australia was one of the founders of the United Nations in November 1, 1945, and it has been actively participating in the organization since its establishment. The Australian government views the United Nations as an external partner which influences trends that can affect Australian affairs. Ever since joining the United Nations, Australia has been actively involved in the international institution. Australia not only contributed to the arrangement of the Security Council's charter, but also took an important role as the first president of the UN Council in 1946. Next, on November 1, 2009, the B Channel TV station, which changed to RTV, was established. Raja Wali Televisi, or RTV, is a private TV station in Indonesia, which began its broadcast on November 1, 2009 in Jakarta. Its previous name was B Channel, and it had the first trial broadcast in 2008. Sofia Koswara is the founder of the channel. He wants to provide inspiring TV programs for Indonesian families and society. It can be seen that a lot of programs broadcasted by RTV are enjoyed by Indonesian families, so that no wonder one day there will be a lot of parabolas searching for the new frequency code of RTV. Various TV shows comprising movies, soap operas, music, cartoons, sport and more programs make RTV become more popular in public, both in MPEG-2 and MPEG-4 frequencies. We end today in history with the information from November the 1st, 1999, when Bank Indonesia issued banknote with a value of 100,000 rupiah. Bank Indonesia, or BI, issued banknote with a value of 100,000 rupiah on November the 1st, 1999, as an official payment method. The money was made from polymer substrate or plastic material, which was more endurable and difficult to be manipulated rather than paper material, as quoted by Governor of Bank Indonesia Syahril Sabirin. To avoid manipulation, the money was featured with anti-manipulation element that was visible and touchable by people who were not aware of detecting money's originality. Governor of Bank Indonesia explained that the printing of the money with the new emission aimed at facilitating and accelerating cash transaction. In the front part of the money, there were two images of Sukarno and Muhammad Hatta. Meanwhile, on the other side, there was another image of the House of Representatives building. The two images were used to appreciate the founding fathers of Indonesia and the highest council in Indonesia for their democratic values. That was today in history.
Kita teman dekat sudah saling percaya cerita tentang kamu. Sudah menjadi makananku. Putus lagi, nyambung lagi, ribut lagi, baik lagi. Kau menangis di pundakku, dipelukanku. putus asa. Na 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 na, oh na na na. Ku tunggu kau putus. Yeah 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 yeah. Kita teman, tapi ku tunggu kau.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia entitled Indonesia-Morocco Increased Cooperation in Various Fields. Government of Indonesia and Morocco agree for Memorandum of Understanding, MOUs, in the field of industry, maritime and forestry, countering terrorism, as well as exchange of financial intelligence information related to money laundering and terrorism funding. The signing of four Memorandum of Understandings was held at Gedung Pancasila, Foreign Affairs Ministry, Jakarta, on Monday, October 28, after bilateral meeting of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi and Moroccan Foreign Affairs Minister Nasser Bourita. The visit of Moroccan Minister Bourita was the first foreign minister's visit since the Indonesia onward cabinet announced on October 24, 2019. Minister Retno Marsudi then conveyed a joint press statement with Minister Nasser Bourita said that Morocco and an important partner of Indonesia in North Africa. During the meeting with Minister Bourita, Minister Retno Marsudi also said the importance for the two countries to immediately begin preferential trade agreement PTA. With a preferential trade agreement, trade tariff barriers between Indonesia and Morocco can be removed. In addition, Retno Marsudi also conveyed Indonesian wishes to extend leading manufactured products market that has large potential at Moroccan markets such as textile, rubber, shoes, electronic, household furniture, and furniture. Minister Retno added, Indonesia is also ready to supply palm oil, tea, and coffee. In the meeting, Indonesia also conveyed the readiness of the state-owned enterprises BUMN and the private to participate in infrastructure projects and transportation of Morocco, especially for the constructions of railroad and housing. Minister Retno Marsudi also introduced halal industry to Minister Bourita, which was also potentially to be implemented in Morocco. In 2017, the value of Indonesia halal industry announced to $2.1 trillion and estimated to reach $3 trillion in 2023. Indonesian Foreign Ministry especially invites Morocco to participate in Halal Summit in Indonesia in November 2020. Meanwhile, Minister Nasser Bourita moreover stated that Morocco welcomes the economic cooperation since there is a big potential that needs to be exported not only at the domestic market, but also in North Africa. In addition, Indonesia and Morocco have an important role as part of Islamic countries in combating radicalism and terrorism. Nasser Bourita also hoped bilateral ties with Indonesia will be more developed for the sake of the future's benefit of the two countries. That was My Indonesia.
Selalu
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, it's nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder. Today I introduce you Sate Lilit. Bali enters the world's 50 best cities for street food. The ranking of world's 50 best cities for the street food-obsessed travelers is determined by CEO World Magazine, a business magazine with upper-class reader segment. Bali is in the 45th ranking from 50 best cities. The data is the result of an annual survey toward 92,000 business travelers and 1,400 corporate travel agents in 86 countries assigned by CEO World Magazine. The study was done for 3 months, from July 18th until September 19th, 2019. It was stated that Bali famous with various street food with special characteristics and full of seasoning, so the food have strong taste. One of the foods which is mostly liked by tourists when traveling to Bali are sate lilit and camur rice. Listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I introduce you to one of the favorite street foods, namely sate lilit. It is one of the typical sate variants of Bali. Sate lilit is made of fish, chicken, or beef which has been minced and mixed with grated coconut milk, lemon, onion, and pepper. The minced meat which has been seasoned is attached on a bamboo or lemongrass, then grilled on charcoal. When it is eaten, the taste is very delicious. Moreover, when eaten with warm rice, sate lilit is easily found in various corners of Bali. The price is relatively cheap, about 3,000 to 5,000 rupiah per stick. Listener, the process of making sate lilit was actually entrusted to men, starting from mixing the dough, slaughtering animals, wrapping the meat and burn it. From the process that tends to be carried out by men, sate lilit has a strong philosophical meaning in the life which describes masculinity of men. Even the local people believe that if a man is not capable to make sate lilit, his manhood is not proven. In Bali, sate lilit is usually served for offerings when holding religious ceremonies or big events as a form of respect and appreciation to the gods. Besides, it can also be consumed as daily menu of family. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition entitled Sate Lilit. Tomorrow we'll meet you again with another interesting topic.
Berawal dari tatap, indah senyummu memikat, memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Listener, Voice of Indonesia, it's nice to meet you again in Miscellany. Today we will inform you about high school student in Malang, grade schizophrenia detector application. Stay tuned with us at www.foinews.id. Schizophrenia is a mental disorder experienced by many people, but it is often ignored. The main factor is caused with ignorance of unconsciousness of someone suffering from schizophrenia from this background. Student from MAN or equivalent to high school, number 2 Malang, create an application that can identify directly the possibility of schizophrenia. The application made by Rizka Fajriana Putri Rahmadani, Rahman Nurdiana, and Faktor Rahman uses a calculation box with the aim to making early detection of schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is caused by disturbance in the brain when the person is in the womb. Rizka said that early detection is very rarely done, because so far, the detection of schizophrenic is carried out by interviewing authorized health worker. But such a detection system will take time and also require more funds. This application is an alternative to checking schizophrenia using a fingerprint. Rizka explained that all begins with brain disorder that occur when the person is in the womb. Brain development during pregnancy coincides with the formation of fingerprint patterns. It is assumed that when there is an imperfect brain development due to various reasons, it will affect fingerprints. Thus, it can be differentiated from the fingerprint as a normal person and the fingerprints of someone suffering from schizophrenic. The application called Mouse App was published in 2019 Young Inventor International Exhibition event held at ISBSD in Banten. In designing this application, Rizka and the team took a sample of 1,000 people randomly. They worked closely with Malang Regional Hospital to identify fingerprints and their link to schizophrenia. From the sample result, it was found that fingerprints between schizophrenic and non-schizophrenics are completely different. It's proven that the difference is very significant, reaching 5%. Rizka explained, the difference that occurred is that with sufferers of schizophrenia, the result of fingerprints are not complete or straight, but there is a thickness separating the segments of the fingerprint patterns. They hope that mouse application can be developed for the benefit of the community in detecting schizophrenia. That was Miscellany for today about high school student in Malang grade schizophrenia detector application. I'm Dila, see you next time.
Masih tertinggal bayanganmu yang telah membekas di relung hatiku. Hujan tanpa henti seolah pertanda cinta tak di sini lagi, kau telah berpaling. Biarkan aku menjaga perasaan ini, oh, menjaga segenap cinta yang telah kau beri. Engkau pergi, aku takkan pergi. Kau menjauh, aku takkan jauh. Sebenarnya diriku masih mengharapkanmu. Siadakah cahaya ini?
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's edition, we would like to play a regional song from Central Java entitled Cublak Cublak Suang. The song Cublak Cublak Suang has a meaning to arrive in true happiness or Cublak Suang. People must release themselves from love or worldly possession. They must be humble, indiscriminative to others, and always conscientious. The song, which is very popular among kids in Central Java, was composed by Sunan Giri in 1442 after date as per propaganda. Sunan Giri was well known with various games and songs. In addition, Cublak Cublak Suang, other games that belongs to Sunan Giri are Gending Asmara Dana, Turi Turi Putih, and Pucung. Cublak Cublak Suang was composed with the aim to spread teaching of Islam with games method, which was accompanied by songs rhythm. Rhythm of Indonesian traditional music can be mixed with electric music of non-remix. Here is the Design Indonesia with the song title Cublak Cublak Suang in remix version.
Cublak Cublak Suang, suang ni tinggal enter, mambu ketundung kudel, pak kempule ralere sopong guyun dele ake sir, sir pong dele kopong sir, sir pong dele kopong. Cublak Cublak Suang, suang ni tinggal enter, mambu ketundung kudel, pak kempule ralere sopong guyun dele ake sir, sir pong dele kopong sir, sir pong dele kopong. Cublak Cublak Suang. Cublak Cublak Suang.
suwangi tinggal enter mambu ketundung kudel pak kempule ralere sopong nguyun dele ake sir sir pong dele kopong sir sir pong dele kopong jublak jublak suwang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Wow.
jok ning koro walang biru walang putih bujang maneh orang luyuro duwe bojo yo ora tau mule mudak kelingan
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.